Oh, yes. Do you hear that? That's bed music. A bed music for an interview that I'll be doing. But first, before we get into that, let me just once again thank Adrian from Ancient Teeth, who was kind enough to let me premiere a song by them that was called Into Dust. It's a long one. It's a good one. It's got a nice atmospheric tone to it, which is very nice, actually, and leads quite well into what we have going on here at the first part of the show. In fact, I am joined by a very special guest on the phone right now. Actually, I'm going to have two interviews this hour. Can you believe it? We have the technology. I will be talking first here with a band from Gatineau called Vast. They have a newer, I guess, track is what I should say here, that came out in February called Entendiment. Am I saying that right? I feel like I'm saying that right. Well, you know what we can do? We can just ask a member of the band if I'm saying it right. So I will let them intro themselves, because I've gotten in trouble before for using pseudonyms when people have them and things like that. So good person on the phone, good representative of Vast from Gatineau. Tell the people who you is and what you do in the band.
Hi, my name is Matt. I play guitar in Vast. You almost said it right. It's Entendement.
Okay. En français. Okay, that's why I got it wrong. Okay.
But yeah, so we've been playing together for about 5 years now. We do mostly post-metal, sludgy, atmospheric kind of metal music. At the beginning, we were mostly just instrumental, but we figured out that it was missing something, so we started adding vocals, and now, yeah, that's about it. And we have a new record coming soon. We just got our copy at like yesterday, I believe, and we're gonna do like a full real release in June in our hometown in Gatineau. But yeah, we will have it in the next tour we're doing with Glacier in 2 weeks.
Nice. I mean, this goes over so much of what I was going to talk about, including mentioning a Turbo House show, which is happening on April 12th, also with Glacier and with some Become Hollow Tubes, who I don't know why I said it like that, because I'm dumb. That's why. But the featuring members of Godspeed You Black Emperor, in case you all you out there are like, who is that band? Now you know. Now you have an idea. Well, let me start off here, though, with I like to have structure to all my interviews. So I'll start off with, what's a question you don't want to be asked? And if you have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it.
Okay. What I need to do? Sorry. I'm French, so sometimes I don't understand correctly.
It's all right. And, you know, I hear this a lot from Francophones I talk to who are like, my English isn't very good. And so far, I have not experienced anything like that. So I don't think you have to worry about that at all.
No problem.
So what's one question you don't want to be asked? If I have it on this list of questions for you, I'll strike it. You won't have to think about it or address it.
I don't have anything, so you can ask me anything if you want.
Perfect. All right. Well, then, all questions are game. Let's start off. So you have this new track. You have a new record coming out. I know you have an EP that came out in 2022, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
When people listen to this new album, and maybe this is part of the new track, but would you say, I guess this is a kind of a two-tier question we're going into here. First off, is this new track you've posted, do you think that that's most representative of the album? And then, I guess, if it's not, what can people kind of expect from the new album that's upcoming?
Actually, like our EP that you call, it's mostly just like a demo.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it was three songs, and you're going to hear those three songs on the new album.
Aha, all right.
So, and it's been re-recorded, remastered, everything. So we did it from scratch, and we did some new stuff in some songs. We removed some other songs, and we had a new song. So I'm guessing I have to say that the new songs on the album, it's mostly what is most representative for us now, since it's going, like, it's not like straight to the point like we used to. It's mostly just more atmospheric and more like ambient than our first three songs we had. But it's still going in the same vein, but maybe more a little bit mature. I don't know how to say it. But yeah, something like that.
I mean, that can work. Mature can definitely work as a description for it. Do you have kind of an overarching theme that you're continuing from the first three songs, or have you reworked them so much that they kind of feel like basically totally different songs from what you had before, and thereby incorporating into a different theme that you have going on?
Not really. It's still, you're still gonna hear some essences from our band. And it's, we're still writing the same way. It's just more like I said before, a little bit more mature and more thinking about like tempo and thinking about like trying to not to be too repetitive, and mostly just thinking about every riff and taking the time to write it the way we want. So yeah, that's basically what we did with the new song and the one we're writing right now too.
It's interesting that you guys are playing with Glacier, because I very much can see why the two of you are sort of paired together, because you do have a similar feel to it. So because of that, let me ask you a question that I posed to them when I was down at RPM Fest. And perhaps this will be a more interesting question coming from someone who is from Quebec, where, you know, a whole quiet revolution happened in this area. But I was kind of thinking about kind of atmospheric music as far as metal goes, and there's been a huge drop, as we kind of all know, in people's like religiosity and going to church and things like that. And I'm kind of curious, as someone who does kind of like an atmospheric type of band, do you think the kind of like sludgy, not repetitive, but that kind of like dirgy feeling that you get from a band like you or Glacier is something that could replace kind of the hymn portion of what's going on for religious things? Like, does it have that kind of same feel to it in your mind?
Yeah, I think art, like every kind of art, might be something like you explain. I'm not sure how to explain it, but like heart, it's important in every life. So I think if you do like music that like melancholic music, it might just, like you said, replace church or whatever you believe in. But yeah, I think it transports you somewhere that some other kind of music might not to. So I don't know if I asked if I respond correctly, but yeah, it could replace it for sure.
Well, there's no right responses here. We're just chatting here. You know, we're just having a good time. You mentioned that there's a new record coming out in June. You're going to do a proper, birthday celebration, I suppose, for it and all that good stuff. Are you going to be doing some of that previewed here at Turbo House on the 12th? Is that kind of the plan?
Yeah. So we're doing the Turbo House show, but we're also playing in Quebec City in Kingston, Ontario. Mm-hmm. And we'll do like a preview, and we will have some copy for sale for sure. But it's mostly we didn't know when we start talking with Glacier to do that small weekend tour that we would have the like a copy ready for the tour. So we basically just decide that we would do the the release in June, but since we have it, why not start selling it and promoting it? So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you have it on hand, you know, why not? You can just do it's you know, this is an unofficial thing for people. If they want to be very cool and brag to their friends, they can show up to any of these shows and they can pick up a copy of the record and then they can be superior to all their friends. I think that's
maybe the 10 people that will buy it will feel superior, yeah.
And I mean, isn't that what metal's all about? Feeling superior to other people.
We don't do this for the fame. We just do this for fun and having some good time with friends.
We're here. It's the last day. Well, the second to last day of March. And at CJLO, we do a kind of initiative called Metal March, where we explore kind of people's any type of loud music, really. That's kind of the point of it. But whenever a band comes in, I like to ask them, and I phrase it in probably the most normie way possible, but what led you down this dark path that you're on here? And what I mean by that is, do you remember kind of the first thing that you got a hold of that was really heavy, that kind of sent you down the path into, you know, listening to more heavy music?
I'm 43 now, so I've always been in heavy music since I'm maybe, I don't know, 10. So I started with Megadeth and Metallica and Slayer and all those bands, but I do like heavy and aggressive and really like hard to listen to, like metal music. But at the same time, when I started to discover bands like, I don't know, like Deftones in my, I don't know, 15 or 16 years old, and I started to listen to Deftones, and music was more like ambient at some point, and I figured that I liked that better than just like super aggressive music. And after that, I played in punk and hardcore bands. But at some point, when I went to a show, I went to see Mouth of the Architect.
Ooh, okay.
And that's the day I changed everything. It changed everything. I didn't know, like, that band. I was going there for another band called Young Widows.
Yes.
Some people might know. But and they were opening the show, and I felt like I was just a little girl in front of the Backstreet Boys. I was like, wow, what's going on in here? And so I just, and from that day, I started playing like heavy but sad and thinking type of metal. So I mostly just started doing only that, and maybe 20 years later I'm still doing it, so so yeah.
I understand. I'm coming up here on year 17 of this show, and you know, when you say things like that, you get one of two responses from people, and you know, we probably have a similar response if we were in the same room, of just looking at each other going, what's wrong with the two of us? Why are we doing this so long? But, you know, it's good to have things that you enjoy. And I think a lot of people forget that.
Yeah.
I'm also, like, you mentioned the Deftones, and, like, I cannot get over how kind of transcendent they are. I of all the bands that came out during, because we're around the same age, you and I, and I don't mind telling people that, but I'm surprised that they're kind of the band that has lasted kind of the longest out of all of those. I guess Korn is still going too, but if you talk about bands who still have that same respect from people, Deftones have it in spades, and it's wild to think about, actually.
Yeah, there's some bands that, I don't know, I put Deftones on the same level than Radiohead. And they're just doing their own things, and nobody can really copy them there. So for me, Radiohead or Bjork or any other like one of a kind type of musician or band, or they're for me, they're just in the same spot than those artists. So for some reason we've been able to create something that nobody can't repeat or copy.
And perhaps that's where Vass will go with this new album. I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but maybe. Who knows?
Maybe. I hope so, but I don't have the... I don't think it's going to happen, but we're mostly doing it for fun and just, like, some people like to go fishing during the weekend. We like doing music and go on tour. So this is what we do as grown-up man now.
Yes. I mean, everyone needs their hobbies and to enjoy things. I think we'll circle back to that.
Yeah.
Well, I have your bandmates in Glacier that are going to be, well, your bandmates, your fellow showmates, there we go, that are going to be on here after we get done talking here. Do you have anything that I should ask them or say to them while they're on here from Vast to them?
We've played together last year at approximately the same time. We played together the Aprilis Fest in Montreal.
Okay.
So that's, and we did a small tour like this year, and I asked them to do the show in Gatineau that we wanted to do the release album, but he couldn't make them, so we just decided to do that tour again with together. So we're good friends. I don't know if we're good friends, but I consider them as friends, and if you think you should ask them something, I'm not sure. It's just hope they're gonna have fun with us again, and hope they're gonna feel the same. I hope they feel the same way than we are, and we're really excited to meet them again. And hopefully that our turnout's gonna be nice, and we're gonna have fun.
Okay, so I jotted down the notes here. Glacier is bad, and we don't like them, and we aren't looking forward to playing with them on April 12th at Turbo House. Got it. Okay, I think I summed that up pretty nicely. I will deliver the message that you are looking forward to playing with them if they happen to not be listening. But I think they might be, so they might have already heard it. We'll see. But let's get a preview for people. For when they hear you on April 12th at Turbo House, let's play this newest track for them. Is there anything you want to tell people before going into this? And then I guess also that I guess to end off this interview too, because then we'll have Glacier come up after you.
Yeah, come to the show. It's going to be fun, and I think you're gonna be blown. Is that the right way to say it? Blown away by yep. Glacier, and also some the other band that I always have problem to remember. some
become hollow tubes. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Sorry.
I had to write it down too. Don't feel bad.
I'm really sorry because I know Eric from that band, and he's. Yeah, I just lost one point in his friendship. and our CD release, it's actually at a festival in Gatineau. If you feel doing the trip, it's between June 6th to 8th. It's called Festival Lourd, and it's something that I put on every year. So it's heavy bands from... Toronto to Montreal or Quebec. Even this year we have Book of Worms that it's from Virginia. And I'm doing that festival at the same time. So, and it's going to happen, the CD release at the same time.
Well, I mean, we need to talk about that later. that sounds like something we'll talk about closer to the time. But let's get into this track here by Vast. Matt, thank you for taking the time to chat with me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And stay on the line. I'll give you a proper goodbye while people listen to Entendement off of, which I said closer to being right. So enjoy this, everyone. Keep it locked. This is Vast. Glacier coming up after this. CJLO 1690 AM.